The idea of volunteer fire departments originated in Pennsylvania, and it's certainly a hallmark of the state. Around 90% of PA's fire departments are volunteer, but these departments are facing big challenges. Volunteer numbers are down, and for many municipalities, funding is an ongoing headache. Keystone Crossroads' Kate Lau Schaffner reports.
If you live in a smaller municipality in Pennsylvania, you probably have a volunteer fire department, which means you've probably encountered fire department fundraising events. Maybe a carnival, a boot drive, or even a wedding reception at a rented fire hall.
How's everybody doing tonight?
In Phillipsburg, the Reliance Fire Company is holding a dance at the bingo hall.
We like it when we get a lot of audience.
Sherry Smith says she's volunteering at the dance because it's a good cause. A cause, she says, that's worthy of community members' time.
God forbid if their house was burning down, the fire company would do everything in their power to make everybody safe.
It's the last event that's going to be held at the bingo hall. As a cost-cutting measure, Phillipsburg is merging its two fire departments, Reliance Fire Company and Hope Fire Company. Both have been around since the late 1800s. The new department's name, Phillipsburg Fire Department, isn't quite as poetic as Hope and Reliance, but it's a move that will save the borough money.
We get under one roof, we'll have one bill.
Jeff Harris is Phillipsburg's fire chief. He says things have changed in the 36 years he's been a volunteer firefighter.
When I first joined, you'd come down and you stood and watched the trucks all go because there was no room for you to get on. And now you come down and you might have two or three guys.
Harris says he can think of many reasons why it's hard to find volunteers. Clearly, firefighting is dangerous work. It's also time-consuming. You need to go through more than 100 hours of training to even be certified. But he says he thinks the biggest reason they don't have more volunteers is, at least in Phillipsburg, firefighters spend more time fundraising than they do fighting fires.
Especially the young guys. They want to be able to go out in the fire trucks. And we're looking at them saying, no, we got to organize this fundraiser so we can have a fundraiser this weekend. Once they start coming down doing that all the time, they're like, I wanted to join to fight fires, not to raise money.
Phillipsburg isn't alone. Here's Tim Solabai, the state fire commissioner.
As much as I hate to say it, just about every volunteer fire company that you may knock on the door and talk to them, you'd probably hear some kind of a story of either a funding issue or a volunteer issue that's going on right now.
According to his estimates, there are about 50,000 volunteer firefighters in Pennsylvania. That's just 1/6 the number of volunteers there were 30 years ago. Solabai says municipalities have addressed this manpower problem by working together.
You know, you used to just maybe have the calls in your own community. Now you're going to other communities to help them because they're short as well and they're coming in and helping you.
Solabai says this can be a problem in remote areas where a neighboring company might be 45 minutes away.
The way fires burn now and the materials in homes and stuff, they're coming to kind of help you spray water into a foundation, maybe.
Volunteer fire departments are generally funded by a combination of sources. There are municipal funds and a state grant financed through casino gaming money. There's also a pot of money made up of 2% of the premiums you pay for home insurance, which is then distributed based on property values and population. But for many, the bulk of the funding comes from donations and fundraising. And nowadays, these poorly staffed volunteer fire departments have to raise more money than ever.
A fire engine, for example, back in the 70s, early 80s, may have cost you anywhere between $75,000 to $125,000. Now that same vehicle is $500,000 or more.
Solabai says there are ways to help take the fundraising pressure off firefighters. For example, in Pennsylvania, municipalities can levy a 3-mil fire tax without a referendum. There's also talk of state legislation that would give tax incentives to volunteers. Some communities get creative. In State College, the fire department offers free housing to about a dozen volunteers. Another solution? Find a way to pay firefighters. Some municipalities reimburse volunteers for expenses like mileage. Others distribute grant money to their firefighters based on how many calls they answer over a year, kind of like a bonus. But paying volunteers can get sticky.
Here's a message to any volunteer fire department or any municipality that's doing stipends.
That's Borough Manager Shane Pepe of Emmaus.
Don't ever, ever, ever base any kind of pay stipend on hours worked. That's a big no-no. That's one of the reasons why we're in the situation we're in.
The situation Pepe's talking about is this. Back in the 1990s, Emmaus's then-fire chief was struggling to find volunteers, so the borough started paying their volunteers an hourly stipend out of payroll. 2 decades later, Emmaus and the fire department are in a legal battle. The firefighters claim they're essentially borough employees and thus have the right to unionize. It's a stance supported by the Labor Relations Board. The borough is appealing the Labor Relations Board's decision in Commonwealth Court.
The borough's position is the intention was always that they were volunteers.
Pepe says Emmaus has hired a consultant for advice on how to transition to a paid fire department if the borough loses the appeal. He says it's a cautionary tale.
Be aware. Read the case study on Emmaus, because this was what you shouldn't have done.
Back in Phillipsburg, there's one tried and true method to recruit and keep volunteers.
My name's Colby.
Colby Butterworth is sitting in the cab of a fire truck with his little brother. His dad, Justin, has been a volunteer at Hope Fire Company for 12 years.
Well, how old are you?
4.
Do you want to be a firefighter when you grow up?
Yeah. I'm going to definitely be that, and a hunter.
It may be an effective recruitment method, but there aren't enough Colbys to fill out the ranks. Kate Lau Schaffner, Keystone Crossroads.